I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. A 6.1 magnitude aftershock shook the country of Haiti again yesterday. Many aid agencies are unaware if the quake caused additional damage. However, the disaster is creating another crisis, says President of Kids Alive, Al Lackey.
There's always thousands of orphans that no one has made plans for.
Kids Alive has already committed to taking in 300, but Lackey knows that's not enough.
We have networks, we have staff, we know how to raise children in homes, we can train people. We have the ability to bring together those that could make that possible.
Allowing Kids Alive to share the gospel, you can help. We'll connect you at our website. In other news, Faith Comes By Hearing is doubling the number of scripture recording teams this year. New technology makes this project possible in rural areas. FCBH's Ray Warrior says the teams are equipped with portable recording studios.
Our objective is to record 2,000 languages by the year 2016.
Even though the translations are available in the heart languages, high illiteracy still keeps people from reading God's Word.
However, if we then come along and do the recording of that translated language, while they can't read, they can't listen, and the Word of God can then transform their lives.
And Crossroad Bible Institute just opened its first distribution center in Singapore. Director Paul Tan is discipling inmates at Changi Prison. Students are already making a difference. 15 Buddhist inmates were so impressed with the testimony of current students that they've converted to Christ in order to enroll in the Bible study program. Pray that these believers will continue to have a clear, strong testimony for Christ to those around them. Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN is a group and fan page on Facebook. Just search for Mission Network News. When you join, you'll get regular behind-the-scenes messages, special reports, links to Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter can be found at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.